Welcome to the Limiter IQ First Race Playbook. Most first-time athletes do not lose time because they are unfit. They lose time because race day makes them decide too much, too late. This guide is about giving you a race plan before the room gets loud. If this is your first HYROX-style race, the goal is not to copy someone else's plan or chase every person who runs past you. The goal is to know the decisions most likely to cost you time, then decide your rules before adrenaline starts making the calls. This audio upgrades the first race playbook into a race day control system. We will cover 10 mistakes, starting too fast, treating every run like it is separate, skipping compromised running, attacking sleds without a plan, letting wall balls become survival, losing time in transitions, training too hard in race week, overtraining the final month, ignoring your real limiter, and racing without a plan. Use it like a pre-race checklist. Take what applies, write the rules down, and keep the plan small enough to remember when you are tired. Chapter 1. Starting too fast. Most first-time athletes do not mean to start too fast. They feel good. The crowd is loud. Everyone around them looks confident. The first run feels easier than expected, so they let the pace drift. The problem is that the first section does not charge the full price immediately. Early pace can feel free because the stations have not started collecting interest yet. You may gain a few seconds in the opening run, but lose much more when your breathing is too high for the first station or your legs feel heavy before the race has properly begun. Your opening rule should be simple, controlled enough that you can still make decisions after the first station. Not comfortable. Not slow. Controlled. Before race day, choose an opening ceiling. It can be a pace, a heart rate cap, or a feel cue. The feel cue is usually easiest to remember. Pressure without panic. If you cannot imagine repeating that effort after a station, it is too expensive. The first few minutes are not the place to prove fitness. They are the place to protect choice. Chapter 2. Treating every run like it is separate. In a normal running event, each kilometer is mainly a pacing problem. In HYROX-style racing and functional fitness racing, every run is also a receipt from the station before it and a setup for the station after it. That means a run can be fast and still be wrong if it damages the next decision. A run can also be slightly calmer and be better because it lets you enter the station with control. The useful question is not just, what pace can I run? The useful question is, what pace lets me arrive useful? Useful means your breathing is not out of control. Your shoulders are not locked up. Your legs still respond when the station starts. You know what you are doing next. For your first race, build each run around an entry and an exit. The first 30 seconds after a station are about getting rhythm back. The middle of the run is where you settle into the planned effort. The final 30 seconds are about preparing the next station. That does not mean slowing down dramatically. It means arriving with a body that can execute. Chapter 3. Skipping compromised running. Fresh running is useful, but it does not tell the whole story. Race day asks you to run after sleds, carries, lunges, burpees, rowing, skiing, and wall balls. That is a different skill. Many first-time athletes have good training paces but are surprised when the race run feels strange. Their legs are heavy. Their breathing is messy. Their arms feel tight. The watch says the pace is slower, but the effort feels harder. That does not always mean their fitness was wrong. It often means they had not practiced getting back to rhythm after station work. You do not need to destroy yourself in training to fix this. You need small controlled exposures. Station effort, short run, station effort, short run. The target is not collapse. The target is recovery of rhythm. After each station, use one cue, cadence first, pace second. Short steps. Shoulders down. Eyes forward. Let the body become runnable before you force speed. If you can turn the first minute after a station from panic into rhythm, your whole race gets easier to control. Chapter 4. Attacking the sleds without a plan. The sleds reward strength, but they punish panic. A first-time athlete often enters the sled area with one idea: push harder or pull harder. That can work for a few seconds, but it can also spike the heart rate, flood the legs, and damage the next run. Sled work needs a plan before it needs aggression. For the sled push, decide your body angle, hand position, and drive rhythm before race day. Short control drives usually beat one heroic grind that leaves you standing over the sled trying to breathe. For the sled pull, decide your rope rhythm and reset rule. Do not turn every pull into a max effort. Keep posture, breathe between efforts, and protect your grip. The rule is, move the sled with the cheapest effort that keeps it moving. Cheap does not mean easy. It means repeatable. If the sled plan leaves you unable to run, it was too expensive. You are not trying to win the sled in isolation. You are trying to leave the sled with enough control to keep racing. Chapter 5. Letting wall balls become survival. Wall balls sit late, so they often get blamed for the whole race. Sometimes wall balls are the limiter. Sometimes they are just where earlier mistakes become visible. If you arrive at wall balls with no plan, every rep becomes a negotiation. You take a set too far, miss depth or target, drop the ball, stare at the floor, and wait until the next set feels possible. That is survival. A better plan starts before the race. Choose a main set, a fallback set, and a reset cue. The main set is what you use if the race has gone well. The fallback set is what you switch to when fatigue makes the main set too expensive. The reset cue is what you do every time the ball drops. Breathe, set feet, eyes on target, start again. Planned breaks are cheaper than failure breaks. A smaller set done on purpose can beat a bigger set that ends with panic. Your wall ball rule should be clear enough to remember when the room is loud. Planned sets beat survival. Chapter 6. Losing time in transitions. Transitions are not just the space between the work. They are decision zones. First-time athletes lose time there in two opposite ways. Some drift and look around because they do not know the next action. Others rush so hard that they arrive at the next task with no breathing control. Both cost time. A useful transition has three jobs. Move with purpose, breathe down, set the next cue. Move with purpose means you know where you are going. Breathe down means you use the walk or jog to lower panic, not to mentally disappear. Set the next cue means you arrive knowing the first action. Hand position, first set, first pace, first breath. A 5-second reset that prevents a 30-second breakdown is not weakness. It is good racing. But a 20-second wonder because you never made a plan is just wasted time. Write one transition rule before race day. Move, breathe, cue. Use it every time. Chapter 7. Race week and the final month. Race week can make athletes nervous. When confidence drops, they try to earn it with one more hard session. That session may feel reassuring in the moment, but it can steal freshness from the only day that matters. The purpose of race week is not to build new fitness. It is to arrive ready to use the fitness you already built. You can still move. You can sharpen. You can touch race rhythm. But you do not need to prove toughness. The final month feels urgent because the race is close. That urgency can push athletes into doing everything at once. More running, more stations, more simulations, more strength, more intensity, and more testing. But the final month is not the time to become a different athlete. It is the time to make your current fitness more usable. The rule is, build confidence from execution, not exhaustion. Practice the plan. Practice the limiter. Practice the transitions. Then arrive fresh enough to use them. Chapter 8. Ignoring your real limiter. Most athletes guess their limiter from the place where they suffer most. That can be useful, but it can also mislead you. Wall balls may be where the race hurts, but the real limiter might be pacing. Running may look slow, but the real limiter might be station spikes. The sled may feel awful, but the real limiter might be poor technique under fatigue. The first question is not, where did it hurt? The first question is, where did control first drop? Control dropping is the start of the chain. It might be the opening pace. It might be the first sled. It might be the first transition where breathing never settled. It might be wall balls, but do not assume. Write your likely limiter stack. Start with the source, then what it damages, then where the time loss appears. Example, start too fast, breathing spikes, sled push gets expensive, next run collapses. Or sled pull technique breaks, grip tightens, farmers carry feels worse, wall balls become messy. When you know the stack, your training gets clearer. You stop training only the painful part and start training the decision that made it painful. Chapter 9. Racing without a plan. Race day is not the best time to invent your strategy. The room is loud, the body is stressed, and every athlete around you is sending a signal. If you have no plan, you will borrow one from the environment. Usually that means starting too fast, rushing stations, changing sets, and making decisions from panic. Your plan does not need to be complicated. In fact, it should be short. Write 5 lines. Opening ceiling, the effort you will not exceed early. Run rule, how you reset after stations. Station rule, how you keep stations repeatable. Limiter rule, what you will do when your likely limiter shows up. Final third rule, when you are allowed to spend more. That is enough to create structure. The plan gives you something to return to when the race gets noisy. Closing recap. Do not win the first run and lose the race. Treat every run as part of the next station. Practice compromised running without turning every session into a suffer test. Move the sleds with a repeatable plan. Give wall balls a main set, fallback set, and reset cue. Use transitions to move, breathe, and cue. Keep race week sharp but light. Make the final month specific, not desperate. Find the limiter stack, not just the loudest pain point. Race from 5 rules, not from adrenaline. That is how you give yourself a race plan before the room gets loud. Quick note before we finish. This is a free unofficial limiter IQ guide for athletes preparing for HYROX-style racing and functional fitness racing. It is not an official HYROX product and is not endorsed, approved, certified, sponsored by, or affiliated with HYROX or HYROX World GmbH. Always check the current official rulebook for your event, division, and location. Take the free limiter IQ assessment and find the limiter most likely to cost you time before race day. Use the first race playbook, keep the plan small, and race with decisions already made.